presidente.
Thank you, Vice President. We wish to thank the High Commissioner for the update and the report, and we align ourselves with a statement made by the European Union. We welcome the prospect of the reopening of the office in Caracas. We hope that this is a first step towards full cooperation by the Venezuelan authorities with all regional and international human rights monitoring mechanisms, because the situation continues to be one of grave concern. We urge the Venezuelan authorities to put an end to the repression and harassment of civil society, arbitrary detention, excessive use of force, and persecution of democratic opposition. We would urge for the immediate, unconditional release of all persons arbitrarily detained, and we would urge for the respect of judicial guarantees. We would also particularly like to draw attention to the case of Spanish citizens that are arbitrarily detained in the country. We believe there must be compliance with the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic and Consular Relations. We also ask for a respect of the true will of the Venezuelan people expressed in the elections of the 28th of July. It is crucial that the right of political participation is fully respected so that the Venezuelan people can participate in the building of the future of their country. High Commissioner, has the Office of the High Commissioner had access in Caracas to the